All right. Okay, thank you, Jed. I think we're going to move on to our call-in portion of the show. We've heard about what these local option measures are about. Bethel residents, we want you to join the conversation. Call 907-543-5985 or 800-995-8954. We want to hear what you think about these three local option measures on this year's ballot. Jed's going to stick around until the end of the hour to answer if you have any questions, any more questions regard to these three local option measures. And we actually have a caller on the line. But, Sam?
Yeah, Konika, radio me with the Raman Konika, it took Clidut Kayaga, you can out Jima, but a bit in Kakovchi, Ukutan, Kayaga, Chich Tatulugi, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
All right, so we have our first caller, Jesse from Napakiak. Hi, Jesse. Oh, okay, Jesse's gone. Also, listeners, don't forget tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. we're going to be talking to the candidates for Bethel City Council at the Candidate Forum. We're going to be broadcasting live on KYUK. Or come join us live at City Hall, where you can ask questions yourself. Personal attacks are not allowed. Hey, Jed, while we're waiting for more callers. Oh, he's back? Okay, Jesse's back. Jesse from Napakiak. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Do you have any thoughts about these local option measures that are on this year's ballot for Bethel?
Yeah, you guys are just recklessly trying to kill our people. We got enough of drowning. We got enough of putting our people in a grave site. And the local, whatever license that you're provoking to let the people vote for that license to sell liquor or making a liquor store, even marijuana. You guys are using those tools in order to get rid of our people from a good job. Beautiful people are dying off. Mother and daddies are tired of crying. Even grandparents are very hurt. And I'm very hurt to start hearing this. I'm crying inside, and I'm not trying to cry outside.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, I
wanted to borrow a nuclear bomb in order to bomb away police station. Because when I'm telling the truth, they turn around and say I'm assaulting anybody when they take me.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are not using a true word. You're just only lying to our people in order to gain money.
Yeah.
That's all I can say for you.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if you can remember.
Yeah. Awai kaya galre akuna umiominik ansudi piuk manak tangam ktun nilashata ingiluksuku. Makut piun rilrit mkun kwasoka anga yokatsuit at chocolalrit pilu kipioka. Ilusiknak niluku matumatusha.
So, Jesse, are you saying that people should... No, he's gone? Okay. All right. Great. Jed, we're going to fill in with some questions until we get a few more callers.
Yeah, just a comment for the last caller.
Uh-huh.
I want to point out that, first of all, the AMCO office does not put these questions on the local ballot. This question was put on the ballot by individuals from the community. And our office's position is that we give communities the tools to try to manage alcohol in their own community in the best way they see fit. So we do not want to try to persuade voters one way or another on this question.
Right. Oh, hold on. Just before Sam translates. Right. Like Jed said, this comes from a petition that someone gathered signatures in Bethel in order to get these questions on this year's ballot.
Yeah, aku na awai kaya gaus akum kiuga man makut man na cicuk sih tahun tikit ha ika yung nak sita pilgit kagani ik say nak cicil ting kali kagmun tamakut таккат манна чучуклэг кайлун чучуклэгэлүтэн чучуклэгэкунгалхаккаат хани вот тахэлүтэн пиката.
Okay, thank you, Jed. Next up, we have a caller from Bethel, Kathy Hansen. Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Kathy, go ahead.
I have a few comments to make about the local option question that's going to be on the ballot. I'm one of the sponsors of it. And I sponsored it, and here's why. I've lived here for 42 years and seen Bethel during the times when we were damp and had to order our alcohol from Anchorage. And it wasn't a perfect situation. I voted, sadly, for us to go wet several years ago. I thought we had matured enough as a community to handle it, and I was completely wrong. Now we saw it with our own eyes. We have lived through the times of having these full liquor stores, first the AC one and now the Caribou Liquors, where they sell everything to anybody. And we've just seen a degradation of our community that is horrifying, and we've seen a degradation of the neighboring villages. The Recover Alaska report that is just coming out verified a lot of what we were seeing with our own eyes, that the police department showed 48% increase in inebriated pedestrians, a 23% increase in DUIs. The fire department had a 40% increase in their medic calls during the time that we had the AC liquor store open. Now, nobody's keeping track right now, or it hasn't been quantified, but what's going on with Caribou Liquor. But if you go down to the seawall, especially late in the day, you start to see groups of people that are stumbling around drunk, sometimes with their children, fighting. We've had 8 people drown since March. Yesterday or Saturday, there was a shooting in Akichuk. There was a lockdown in Kwisluk, and there was a stabbing in another nearby village. I guarantee you, every one of those were influenced by the perpetrators having been drinking alcohol that came from Bethel. We are exporting our problems to the villages. I picked up the trash on Binkley's Beach yesterday with a few other people. We've counted 61 liquor bottles, 61 empty liquor bottles on Binkley's Beach. That's what's going on in our public recreation areas. That's what our children are witnessing and trying to survive. It's time for us to recognize that we are not ready to have open liquor sales. The more readily available and the cheaper the liquor is, the greater the problem is. We need to go back to AMP status. Philly's beer and wine is not causing any problems, but the liquor stores are. or the availability of the liquor is causing the problem. We've got to get it out of town. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to say.
Thank you, Kathy.
Vote yes. Vote yes on October 1. Close the liquor store.
Okay. Kathy Hansen, Mark and Mom Dresden, Kaya Garluni, Bilka, Essin Manna, Aren Kasugun, Igamikuntang of Niluku, Mane, Bugilera, Mantrochniluni, Uinak, Malruka, Chipsuku, Ashaguni, 40 some odd years, Doi Mantruluni. Tammani makumi ngocht ka khasgmini umyocht ksaqlhuni luni asin li chukluku mattum ta nga matulha yukunun dog mani witalranun yuk kainarnun pifkanani tago mani tamakhamng witalranun arin qallugut ngortuq Tangabashani is seen Unatangi Ikishani, Benny Asim Tangiwe. Tangabashuni Luku Matum Nunam Yui Chimishi, Jali Su Ganakanae, Tangi Wikjali Ikishan Nutan Achari Ganakiluni, Atushat Makutta. Matum khatang am atu kit pichukulaga lutin chaknaka. Awa is ake chogme nutigalrit. Jali su kuislugumi umkulutin. Jali su nunami asami. Nusikun kap ngilutin. Makutwani isin nasun rita makin. Tangi wikimik tanganik utkhusu ting maku nunu na chognun manna wita chukulaun ayak nikhtuk. Nipungilu ting totin yuta. Unani totin ukfakin riskuf chikuta. Atkhakalu chi unavat kattum tangi wim nun ninun. Rinrim ikukli chakhtushan kakmum. Tanga chiku chi tangik shen. Ka ayal lo luting illai tumikiling umkhnik maliki luting. Mai tigushit kan sinniuta DW ayal rit mayuk luting by 20%. Ka light by over 40%. Fire department taktotin tapkusuni chali. Percentage sari chali 30-40% ay mayuk luni chali tamana. Nuna chogat achturai matum tangi wim tunne kumashan makin tangi wikinika. Makut nikhwikini wainanik kwaskasakabayulinik lutun nilgita changa nai chakut. Taguam unat tanganik tunne lrakitumuni mumun biyuhtainun tunne chtuk. Kis hulu ni su pemi tangik srit atukit toh mayuk hulu ni.
Thank you. Before we get on to our next caller, I'm going to quickly read out the exact language that's going to be appearing on this year's ballot related to these local option measures. One, Proposition 1 is, shall the city of Bethel adopt local option to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages except through a restaurant or eating place license.
Una kwani local option name proposition one nak buku alaitakka una mamtrilka local option name atchekun ayalre una tangiwik umkhluku pikuni tangiwik umkhluku Unatagwam nkabikini dunnelga biran kwainan klukimi ikin kakauluni.
Proposition 2. If local option is adopted, shall the city of Bethel opt to not apply a Class C felony to violations of Alaska Statutes 04.16.015, furnishing of delivery of alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21. And to be clear, this proposition would only be relevant if Proposition 1 was adopted.
Yeah, una su Proposition 2 ka tu klicht da rundum ipa una khani up option nak pictures kuni 411491A2 bürgers kan mani mam trilkhni una classy felenika under Uhun Achekun Alaska State Statute 0416051 Alhakun Ksang 21 Namun Unakwani Birk Dachkauken Classy Felen Niluku Bilka.
And Proposition 3, shall the City of Bethel adopt a local option to prohibit the sale or importation for sale of marijuana and any marijuana product, and to prohibit the operation of any marijuana establishment, which includes the following license or endorsements types: a retail marijuana store, both with and without an on-site consumption endorsement, a marijuana cultivation facility, a marijuana manufacturing facility, and a marijuana testing facility.
Unasu Proposition 3 yak khatn kan khatqa mam tril khmit qa ukut local option nam at checken aru lakhlit khu manna going ikhlum tunna qumalkh ka mani mam tril khni jali lu makutta going ikhlum going ikhlukumakka matum khoto marijuana makka awulgum tamalkuita tamakut qa arulakh litta biwikkaitni naspawikkaitni lu toni tunnerbigmi ukkulutung stamaulutung pilgit unakhwani taangi kipusibik amina going ikhlukki pusivikka toni anuchukngaluku khalnas atukhuyukngaluku tam illoni khallukka unak aipa pia ka mer manna going ikhlukka now chi mayukngalkhka toni unallu siaq qaillun billaqumaallqa tsauluni toh ayuqqin qillungurtugun unakkhani attuyukngimi nerlukiillupiuqngaluuteng khall likkhut formaulukiillupiuqngaluuteng unaallutsalitiaqa nas qaillun ayuqqutsit naspawit piwikkat.
Great. and don't forget, we have Jed Smith from the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office with us for a few more minutes if you have any questions about these measures. We're going to take our next caller, Yvonne Waska from Bethel.
Yeah, welcome to Bethel. Welcome back again.
Hi, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. And hi to my look.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm with Kathy Hansen.
Uh-huh.
And when is this talk show over? 2 o'clock?
It's actually going to go until 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
Callers can call up until 3.
Yep. I hope you, after the talk show, I hope you go to the villages and ride around town like Kathy said and see the negative ripples on having a liquor store. And I don't know why you gave AC the liquor store license back. But I also thank you for clarifying it here on the radio on how to vote. And last year, people came to me and they stated they meant to say no to a liquor store, but they misunderstood the written on the written language on the voting option. They meant to put say no to a liquor store, but they went ahead and put the no on it, and they're supposed to put yes. And I hope they clarify, and I hope this clarification works. And tragedies are happening, just like Cassie Hansen said, alcohol-related. And I hope you get to. I'm glad it's going until 3, and I hope the 56 villages call in. As you know, Bethel is the hub of all them villages, and there's a negative impact on having a liquor store here, and that's why we go back, and I'm one of the sponsors on that to re-vote again, and also Cassie Hansen and all the people that want to make Bethel and the surrounding villages a better place for our people, and it's having a negative effect. Period, and I hope you get a chance to visit the communities and see what's happening on having a liquor store. And we totally rural Alaska voted no on that marijuana stores here in Alaska, and I hope that don't go about too. You're gonna have a holy cow. You're gonna have our young people exposed to it, and it's also like alcohol sales. Through addiction, our people are going to, it's going to have a negative impact in our region. And I'm glad you guys are here, and I hope you guys vote yes. The listeners here in the Bethel area that care about and make Bethel your home, I hope you have an open mind and see what it's doing to our people and also the children that are going to school here in the Bethel area. Don't be selfish. This is wrong for having a liquor store and a marijuana store here in Bethel. Good afternoon. I'll hang up and listen.
ONC's Natural Resources Community Meeting discussing local environmental issues.
Aku na wai kaya galgetsa waska ilukka. Aku na Cathy Hansen nakjumini kalaska umiol huji ga kuxina. Doh tang sukim makut yut. Mani tang huluting bilrita. Jalisu nuna jorat awatumtni. Witalrit achtu maitamakut. Mikling uchtu maita arin kesugut allarilutin chat toi makut mikling uput makut ta tangavakt kluki khotin matumak tangam khosuka kuingirsukum klu atuukum ta mikillingum ta makut ta tang tang pakhluta pet pit kutta khangkutakka li chungchari qatartukut makunik kinguqlimtnikka khatn yut chuqulallakkaatnik alliqanartuq taangiwik ummakisqumaaluku quya niluni chalillu mannakuingirlukka Vote Takovchi, Yasar Luchi, Vote Taknachtuchi, Ashagni, Vote Ashamachni, Alach Luting Amsaka, Noah McVote Takluting Pishusi Newta, Doh Umriukulukupi, Yak Luting Takam, Alach Luting Vote Takluting Noah Mun, My Hukka, Vote Takovchi, Yasar Luchi, Vote Taknachtuchi, Mana Aru Lachting Aru Lachting.
Thank you. We're going to be taking... I thought it was really interesting that Yvonne said that some people last year, in last year's local option election, that he said people didn't know if the yes or the no would prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages in Bethel. To be clear, a yes vote on this year's ballot means you want the community of Bethel to fall under local option, and that would prevent the sale of alcoholic beverages. A no vote would mean you want Bethel to remain out of local option, and that would allow for the sale of alcoholic beverages. we're going to be taking a short station ID break in a minute. After, we're going to pick right back up and keep talking with callers about the three local option measures that are on this year's ballot. Jed Smith from the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office won't be with us for the second half of our show. Jed, are there any last things that you want to say?
Yeah, I just really want to encourage everyone in Bethel to get out and vote, however you feel is the best decision for your community. It's always important to exercise your right to vote. But I also want to offer our office as a resource if anyone has any questions. And the number to our office is 269-0350. And you can also email us at alcohol.licensing@alaska.gov.
Great. Thank you for being with us today, Jed.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Kwani kwalu station identification matum kalak kalak jagam nasu nasgutinik pikatakdut kwani kwatagam apakluku awa chettak kwani aipani sasam ila gakngailu chitnik apkani kwatin piuk mai чичүклэгчтааны бигата гоохлужи үйт афгнаачи вотериахтуусклуучи уммиорчи малихлугу кайлунтой аюуккутса ауткаммаага хонкутнун вотатуулинун аттаоқ чалиллу апитин кэккумтатсаама кимуумакка аллиингоқ аафиссаани икииргуттакина иммана каяагаарюкууни аллиинун апитник пилууни намбераахониха 269-0350 айпам тагам агуна имейла кэтшанритака тайм укут кайу кем яоқни налаақчиқатауна Kwanikwa break amun tikitukut.
You are listening to KYUP.
Does the day of the podcast will be having?
We just wanted to remind our listeners that tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. we're going to be talking to the candidates for Bethel City Council at the candidate forum. We're going to be broadcasting live on KYUK, or come join us live at City Hall, where you can ask them questions yourself. Personal attacks are not allowed. And like we said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll pick up with caller Cesare Machinsky.
Okay. Kita kwa, kwani kwa, ukutlu, chuchu, kichita, katalrit, unnoku, chali, KYU came erachtika, 6:30? Was it 6 o'clock or 6:30? 6:30. Kwaltungaunaji ullawjikufti sidi halami unnoku taugut allaitak gauludung tungaunaki apkawikufti gitoni biukngak gauliki kwaltmaakun KYU K640 AM kaalagaluji binnaktuji.